The head of the organisation which chooses the Oscar contenders says there should be greater diversity among nominations after only white performers were nominated in the acting categories for this year. Keith Adams reports.
Cheryl Boone Isaacs, the first black woman to be president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts, said she was proud of the choices made this year. She said the Academy, which votes for the nominees, had made strides to diversify its membership, and she looked forward to seeing greater cultural diversity among the nominees in the future. She also pointed out that Selma had been nominated for Best Picture, which she said would showcase the talent of all those in its production. The University of California's Dr. Darnell Hunt co-authors the annual Hollywood Diversity Report.
The membership is overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly older.
A survey by the Los Angeles Times in 2012 found the Academy was 94% white, mostly male, with an average age of 62. It has 7,000 members and there is no requirement to retire. So building in more diversity could take some time.
That was Keith Adams, and there's a lot of response to that story on our website. You'll find it at bbc.com/news, and then go to the arts pages. Are you getting enough sleep? Two separate reports this week here in Britain emphasise the value and beneficial effects of sleep. A team at Sheffield University, working with colleagues in Germany, have discovered that young children who have regular naps develop better memories. It may have implications too for some of us who are rather older. Meanwhile, police forces around the UK are reportedly taking part in a study to find out if sleep breaks or naps during working hours can help staff work better and perform more effectively, especially those working overnight. Here's a sample of some expert opinion on the benefits of sleep and napping.
It's very effective and it actually increases productivity. And a nap like that, especially if the organisation allows you to have a nap like this, is good for morale and it also reduces absenteeism.
Most parents would think that the best time for children to learn is actually when they're wide awake. Our findings suggest that actually it's that time before they go to sleep that's particularly valuable in terms of their learning.
It is worthwhile.
And we heard there from Dr. Jane Herbert, a sleep researcher at the University of Sheffield, and Professor Jim Horn, an expert at the Sleep Research Centre at Loughborough University. The song was I'm So Sleepy, performed by Cat Stevens. And that's all from us for now.